I'd like to first acknowledge the sadness of losing two elders in this past couple of months, the death of Jack Elliott and the death of Leonard Scriber, both iconic names for many, many years that we have interfaced with everything from Dean of Students to Fleet Program and to pastoral work that they have done. So I just wanted to say that, you know, we wanted to, you know, honor their memory. A few statistics about the church and where we're at is we now, in the whole world, have 322 elders, 254 in the United States, and 68 internationally. Since January 1st, we have ordained 20 new elders, 16 in the U.S., and 4 internationally. We have 17 new applications for elders that we'll be discussing sometime during this particular session of the Council of Elders. All those applications are online. Please be sure to read them. We did not print them out because it would be over 1,000 pages that we would have to print for everybody to have this material, so we do ask that you look at that online. In the United States, we have 80 ministers, 80 full-time ministers, of which 73 are full pastors and 7 are associate pastors, for a total of 195 churches in the United States of America. Our attendance has stabilized, if I can say that, by saying that we have come to a point of where we've hit bottom, where it's not showing any other plateau drops. We, of course, a year ago were, and I'm just going by, I know that Robin always challenges me on the figures as far as the numbers and so forth, but I have to go with benchmark figures, and so I go with what statistics we have that are hard statistics reported off the monthly church reports. But our attendance in the month of June was 7253. Before that, in May, 7267, 7401. But we pretty much bottomed out at about the 7200 figure from which we are building. Our Holy Day offerings also have come to a point of where we know where bottom is, where last year, typically on a Holy Day, there was $830,000 or so. I'm just giving you some rough figures. We're now come out to about 564 or so, which was the last Holy Day, the day of Pentecost. And that was very similar to, that was actually higher than for the figures for the spring Holy Days. So we are encouraged by the fact that we kind of have found bottom and now have a place to build from that. That has given us a great deal of encouragement. There's nothing worse than to just wonder, well, is this market going to go down any further? You know, we're feeling that we have come to a point of where we could very conscientiously build from. Our Kingdom of God Bible seminars, we are so excited overall as a church about them. They are doing a lot for the churches, even who have very, very few registrants. The churches that I have pastored, Lafayette and Terre Haute, each have only one registration, but there's a lot of excitement in the congregations about the fact that we're just only part of many churches who are doing the same thing on the same Sabbath. And we have churches like Philadelphia, which has over 30 registrants, which is bigger than the attendance of the church itself. And we have other churches such as Columbia, South Carolina, which have more registrants. And those are in areas that have been hit very, very hard. And I believe that God is showing and smiling down upon some of the areas that have been hard hit with laying it upon the hearts of people to come to these seminars. We have close to 1,200 now who have registered, but over 14,000 people have visited the site. So only one in 14 has actually signed up on the site, and so who knows how many others will come. I know myself personally that if I was going to a site like that, I would be very leery about just saying that I'm coming. I would kind of, well, let's see, I'll just show up. And I have a feeling that there will be quite a number of people that will show up that know about it, who have been made to feel welcome to come to that. Many churches sent out invitation letters to their Good News Primes. We did to the Lafayette Church. And we did one church in color and one church in black and white about the Kingdom of God seminars. I sent it to the Prime subscribers, which are those who have renewed once. And we did that in our churches. We had a change in the regional pastors, not only the pastors, but also in our structure some, that Denny alluded to or spoke about some. We have three new regional pastors who are all living in their particular part of the country. Roy Holiday will continue to work with me regarding personnel matters, and we have a number of things, number of people that need to be visited. Roy and I met last night for quite a while, and we talked about some areas that really do need visits, do need support, areas of the country that need shoring up. Gary Anton will be responsible for all church education, which is a daunting task. That includes ABC, which is only a part of education, a very important part of education, which is still our number one strategic area, is ministerial education. The number one strategy in the strategic planning meetings that we had 3 years ago was to provide for education and training of the ministry. And Gary Anton will be responsible for heading up programs for this, which include our leadership training programs, special pastoral seminars, and also future regional conferences and other plans that we have for training our ministry. Our leadership workshop is starting a week from this coming Friday. We have 32 couples coming. You might say that we have typically had only 20 couples or so come, but when we sent out the applications, we had many people who said, "I want to come. I'll pay my own way. I'll just sit in the corner. I won't take up much space. You know, we have had a tremendous amount of support, and only a very few are asking to have their expenses paid. The majority are paying all their own expenses, even the hotel expenses. Some are paying partial expenses. But the life that we have in our new leadership is very, very refreshing and wonderful to see how many truly want to serve and to serve the church in a greater way. So we have 32 coming for that event. Our camps this year, Steve Mutzman did a marvelous job in organizing camps. You know, we had this myth that, certain people have left, and what are we going to do with the camps? We might even have a camp program because we don't have a certain individual running the program. Believe me, that's a myth. This crisis, if anything, it showed that new leaders do step up. New leaders do come up out of the woodwork. And Steve Nutzman did a fantastic job. He was a bit unsure of himself at the very beginning, but at the very end he said we had a tremendous camp, better than last year, even though we had fewer people. We had a lot of unified sense of moving forward. Internationally, ministerial services is responsible for a number of areas as senior pastorates. That means that they are pastors living in the United States who oversee areas internationally, which include Malawi, Zambia, South Africa, East Africa, which is the area that John Elliott has, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Mauritius, Ghana, Nigeria, Philippines, which has been added. Earl Romer oversees that area. I'm not even sure about India, Sri Lanka, who's responsible necessarily for that, and Eastern Europe. But these are all areas that are overseen by the pastors in the United States. We have compiled, the first time in almost 2 years, the international area reports that I have handed out to you. I'll also post a PDF online on the ordination page that we have. But we have tried to have as accurate a representation or facts as we possibly could, but you'll find in some areas it's sketchy. And partially because these are new areas where statistics and knowledge from the past was really not quite there. And we don't have understanding by those who have left about what facts truly are the case in those areas. So on this first page, you have an index. And on the second page, you have a summary. And then you have all the various areas around the world. We did ask for a few. We asked anybody who would like to give us a map and so forth. But we put this together. Chris Rowland and his wife put this together last week, the final. I'd like to comment about one area, which is Zambia. Huh? Yes.
Can I get a copy of that report?
Yes. Who else doesn't have a copy? Okay. I know. Here, just this. I was passing them out to people as I saw them. One area of concern is the area of Zambia, where we have considerable holdings. We have a 12-acre festival site with a 400-meter fence around it and buildings on the property. The court has ruled that it indeed is the property of the United Church of God and the International Association, but the people who are there for the breakaway group refuse to leave, and that's been just very, very hard for us. At one point, the police didn't even honor the court order. They seemed to be oblivious to it. And last week, the magistrate of police for the Lusaka area met with our pastor and the people from the breakaway group and said, here's the court order. It says that it's for the United Church of God. And so we're back on the property, but four of the people still refuse to leave. I mean, it's just that tense right now. And I'm not exactly sure what happened last as far as the removal of those people. They have appealed. There's another hearing this coming Friday, but certainly your prayers would be appreciated for us to come to some type of conclusion on this matter. Also, Jim Tuck led a group of youth corps. Jim Tuck returned yesterday, and the group returned yesterday from, is that a timer or? Okay. Anyway, he returned yesterday from Zambia, and they have taken a listing of all members and children. We have 237 people with the United Church of God in Zambia. These are not statistics that we're just saying, hey, I think that's how many we've got out here or there. These are people from which we have forms that are filled out like in the United States. We have 237 people who will be keeping the feast. But the people are very positive, and they had a wonderful youth corps and youth camp experience in the last 2 weeks. Our feast attendance for this coming year, the registrations stand at about 6,500, which is down considerably from last year. We're hoping that still before the feast we will have a rise in that. But we have 6,421 people who have registered for the feast. Last year we had a total of 11,387. So certainly
that's U.S.
That's U.S. only. I don't have figures for international areas because some do and some don't, and it's just an unknown figure. Our Good Works program has been very, very interesting. Is that we have asked for a bus in Zambia. We were able to buy a used, almost not too used, Japanese bus, and it was really used for a camp. It'll be used for the feast. The 28-seater for Western use, for African use, could be anywhere from 50 to 100. But anyway, it's been just very wonderful. On it, it has painted publishing a Good News magazine. It has our URL for the United Church of God, and it has United Church of God logos all over it. So it's driving all over Zambia advertising the United Church of God. Derek Pringle, who is caring for it, went a little bit overboard maybe, but it's just wonderful to see the United Church of God bus. It went to pick up kids way in the outback in areas that I didn't think that even a car could get into, and they got the bus back into those areas. Our youth corps also will be sending three people from Australia to Kenya for youth camp in December. We have one in Nigeria right now. We also have a project of sending Bibles overseas that is topsy, got a little bit topsy. We had asked for a few Bibles because I get them in usually a dozen or two, and we had 400 Bibles come in, so we're trying to give them to different areas around the world. We hope to be able to have regional conferences, and Roy and I talked about areas that we feel most need them. We would love to have the first one at Camp Magruder on the ocean, but we don't need one there. We really need them in the northeast, the southeast, and more towards Texas. But we do want to build a brotherhood and a bonding between our ministry to show approval, to show appreciation, to have some training, and to have some retreat time with our new pastors. We have quite a few new pastors. Personally, one of my goals is now to visit with many of the new pastors and to spend time all through the weekend and get to know them, know their families, answer questions, and to take time that they need. Communications from ministerial services. We started the e-news, the ministerial newsletter, e-news that has become, we feel, an effective way to communicate because we can get out today's news to all of our ministers very quickly with pictures and a lot of information. That has gone very well. Our ministerial newsletter and journal, or now just a journal, is still being published once a month, but the number of articles we have for it is very, very small, and we're trying to find a way to have a journal that's more like a magazine that Don Ward and Chris Rowland can work on. I just don't see how we can have it come out every month with the number of few articles that we have. So that's a report from Ministerial Services. I really appreciate communications from council members individually. I have questions and people call, a number of you call about questions about what we do and why we do it, and that's great. I appreciate that. I appreciate any suggestions. I appreciate any suggestions on how we can do things better. I know how the council works because I've been a part of it, and I appreciate the council. I appreciate their role individually and collectively. I'm not afraid of the council. I really want to do and to please what's going on. I feel like I'm more the kind of a person who likes to do things rather than be in meetings planning them. I'm more comfortable as one who's a doer and working on projects and getting them out with direction than to be the one who's planning them. So certainly your prayers are for all the ministry. We pray for them continually. As the Apostle Paul prayed for the churches and the brethren. I feel that overall we're going in the right, correct, positive, constructive direction. It's very important for us to speak positively about one another. It's very important for us not to let any of the things that were the problems of the past and how they began to creep in, to nip things in the bud, to stop things from becoming a problem, and be able to do the work that we have to do. We don't have that many more years. You know, we're getting older, and I truly feel that God has something in store for us to make an impact on the world. I feel the tipping point is there someplace, whether it's through the Kingdom of God seminars, through new converts, through baptisms, through other ways in which we reach the world. Okay, who's next?
Peter.